Today, we will study lesson number 14 in the ongoing series of lessons on Mishnayos Maseches Challah. Today, we will be able to conclude the third perek. We will learn Perek Gimel, Perek 3, Mishnayos Tes and Yud, the 9th and 10th Mishnayos in that perek. We learned in the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Ches, the strategy that can be employed in case Tevel gets mixed up with an Issa, with dough, from which Challah has already been separated. And we learned that the simple Eitza is simply to bring more dough, which is Tevel, from which Challah has not been given, line it up with the other dough, and then give Challah from the new dough, which will also extract, also serve to extract the Challah from the Seor. If he doesn't have such a new dough, which is Lo Hurmo Chalosa, from which Challah has not been separated, then he has a mixture of tevel and non-tevel. The seor is tevel. There's been no challah taken from the seor. But the rest of the dough is non-tevel because challah was taken from it. We look at the seor tevel as being mixed and therefore making the entire mixture tevel b'mashu, because min b'mino is never botel, even if it's a slight bit of seor, which after all is flour and water. In a larger amount of flour and water dough, still the seor does not become botel and renders the entire dough tevel. We're going to learn a similar halacha with reference not to challah, but with reference to terumos and maasros. Kiyotze bo. So a similar process is involved. If a person has zeisei mosik, zeisei mosik means olives that a person has harvested in the usual way. These olives are obligated in trumos and maasros. But these olives now become mixed im zeisei nikuf, with olives which were just fallen from the tree, single olives which are on the tree after the olives are harvested from the tree. And the aniyim, the poor people, come with sticks and bang on the tree and knock these olives down. And these olives then belong to the aniyim, either as matnos aniyim, gifts to the aniyim, or the aniyim acquire these olives from hefker. These olives belong now to no person because the owner of the olive grove forfeits those loose olives, those few olives hanging on the tree after the harvest. Now, the halacha is that zeisei nikuf are exempt from trumos and maestros. They belong to the poor, and they are exempt from maestros. Or, that's the case of olives. Or, in the case of grapes, invei botzir, if a person has grapes from the usual harvest, which are obligated in trumos and maestros, which become mixed im invei olelos, which become mixed with grapes which are belonging to the poor. They are strings of grapes which the Torah had designated as olelos, which must be left for the poor and therefore are exempt from maestros. So now you have a mixture of olives or grapes, as the case may be, which are obligated in maestros, mixed with a lot of other grapes which are not obligated in maestros. What do you do? So the Mishnah says the same strategy as in Mishnah Ches. Im yesh lo panoso mimokom acher, if he has a whole bunch of olives or grapes somewhere else, from which trumos and maestros have not been given, so you bring them over to where this mixture is, and you extract from the makom acher, from these new grapes or olives, motzi lefi cheshbon, as much as you need to give trumos u'maestros from this new batch, plus whatever in Ve Botsir or Zeise Mosik are in the mixture. V'yim lav, if you don't have any extra grapes or olives to do this procedure of panosa mimokom acher motzi lefi cheshbon, then you have a mixture, and the mixture is such where you have tevel, you have grapes in Ve Botsir or olives, Zeise Mosik, which are tevel, mixed together with Zeise Nikof or in Ve Olelos, which are exempt and therefore are not tevel. Motzi trumo utrumas maisa lakol. So therefore he has to extract truma and trumas maser from the whole mixture, because the whole mixture now has to be considered tevel, because the tevel in it is even if it's a mashahu, is never botel, and it renders the whole mixture of zeisei mosik and zeisei nikov or inve botzer minve olelos, it renders them all tevel, and you have to give truma and truma maser in the full amount. For hashaor, but the other types of maestros, maaser u'maaser sheni l'fi cheshbon, then there you give according to the cheshbon, assuming you know how much, how many inve botsir are in the mix, or how many zeisei mosik are in the mix. You must give maaser rishon and maaser sheni in proportion to that number. You don't look at the whole mixture, as you would for truma and trumas maser, but you look only l'fi cheshbon at those grapes or olives which are in the mix and are still tevel. The reason being that when it comes to maser rishon, we use the principle of hamosi mechaver ol avaraya, and therefore the levi can only be given that which is his due, which is 1/10 of the zeisei mosik or inve votzir. And similarly is the case with maaser sheni. The Mishnah continues, hanotel se'or me'isas chitim. If a person extracts se'or, sourdough, from wheat flour dough, v'nosein letoch isas orez, he takes this se'or and puts it into a dough of rice flour. So it depends whether or not the compound, the mixture, has the taste of dogon, the taste of wheat, or not. Im yesh bo tam dogon, chayev es bechalo, v'yim lav peturo. Now notice that we follow here the ta'am dogon, whether it has a taste of dogon or not. We don't say that the se'or has the power to ferment the mixture. It's mechametz, and something which is mechametz is not botel, because orez, rice, cannot become chometz, cannot become fermented. That's the very nature of rice. That's what makes rice not one of the five species of grain that can be used for matzah, etc. So therefore, we don't look at the fact that it is mechametz, but rather we look at the ta'am. If it's a ta'am of wheat, then chayev and chala. If not, potter from chala. Im kein, if that's the case, Loma omru ha-tevel oser kol shehu. Why do they say that tevel asers b'chol shehu? And here, the se'or is tevel. Why do we say if there is not a tam dogon, then the se'or tevel is botel, and the mixture is exempt from challah? So the Mishnah gives a rule, which is a very important rule in halacha. Min b'mino. When do we say that tevel oser kol shehu? When it's min b'mino, when it's olives and olives, or grapes and grapes, or wheat flour and wheat flour. However, v'shelo b'mino, here where it's wheat flour, wheat se'or, and rice, min b'she'eno mino, two different species, then the se'or tevel is not, does not aser b'chol shehu, but rather it only asers, only renders it osur b'no saint tam, if it actually gives taste to the mix. And so we have completed lesson number 14. and in the process have finished the third perek of Mishnayos Challah.